Onondaga County paid its two elections commissioners more than $15,000 each in unused vacation time. That's because the county legislature created new positions for the elections commissioners in a pay class that will not receive any cost of living or step increases. This came after the county executive vetoed an attempt by the legislature to dock the pay of the commissioners by $7,000 each back in December. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, one lawmaker says it's political retribution by the Republican-controlled legislature against the Democratic elections commissioner.
Democratic legislator Bill Kinney says he believes this issue was first brought to the legislature because some Republicans do not like Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Czarny.
But they knew they couldn't just attack him, so they had to go after both of them.
Kinney says Republican legislators didn't think this through. He says it will take 15 years for the county to recoup the $30,000 by getting rid of the cost of living increases.
And they claim to be fiscally responsible people, but this is anything but being fiscally responsible.
Back in December, Republicans denied that their attempted pay cut was meant to punish the elections commissioners. They said it was meant to right-size their salaries, which is nearly $100,000 a year. The elections commissioner positions are now also exempt from having to report their work hours. Czarny says he'll still record his time anyway.
Just to keep myself honest and accountable.
Czarny says he knows some of the Republican legislators don't like him, calling him too outspoken and partisan, but Czarny doesn't care.
I hope that they're not using county resources to enact a political or partisan revenge, but I can promise you it won't change the way I do my job at all.
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.